Commentator and psychiatrist Alyssa Eli remembers one of her elderly patients who, after responding to medication, became the darling of the nursing staff.
The patient barely heard, barely saw, and drooled so abundantly it didn't matter whether he wore his teeth or not. Though he'd been institutionalized for decades, it was only in the past few years that he could converse without panic or preoccupation. In the absence of hallucinations, his thoughts grew broad and high-minded. "I worry about the personality of the common man," he said in team one day. He was wearing layers of lunch on his shirt, as usual. "Do you think it can be improved?" I hollered. "With prodding," he said. He returned the next week. The same shirt was covered with breakfast. "I worry that I have no family to make amends," he said. "Amends for what?" "For loneliness." "Amends should be made to you," I yelled. "Your life has not been happy." "Maybe we can get closer to what we mean by happiness," he said. "Simplicity is best." The next week, when the same shirt had another meal on it, staff decided to take him shopping. He hadn't been outside the hospital in years. There was huge anticipation on both sides of the aisle. Logistics took weeks, and the nurses who went knew they would need to work twice as hard to catch up on paperwork afterwards. I wasn't there. It couldn't be justified from a billing standpoint. But someone told me a white car pulled out of the hospital driveway early that morning. It slid through traffic into downtown Boston and waited while purchases were made from several fine men's departments. 6 hours later, after a stop to see the swans in the public garden, it slid up the interstate again. Team met the next day. "Usually we see this patient at 1 o'clock, but we were running late. It was 1:45 before we let him in." Our man was wearing a sky-blue sports jacket. An olive polo shirt was buttoned to the Adam's apple. Pants were cuffed, there were wingtip shoes and, only a small lapse, athletic socks. A Burberry cap sat on his head, and though it was raining outside, he wore a pair of Ray-Bans. The effect was electrifying. "You look spectacular," someone yelled at him. The social worker beamed. He looked down at his magnificent self. "Simplicity is always best," he said.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist living in Massachusetts.